We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Where we just learned, we had a machlokes, if you say Ein Issachal Issa, and we had that the sheet of Ramea is, you say Issachal Issa, but Issa Kail. The Rabbanon said no, that even Kail means, even if it adds more things to the Issa, it's not enough. It has to be also Chamer. And we said, who's this Ramea Seglili? Who's this Chamer of Yaisa Aglili? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Aglil, Lesla is a Kail. Rabbi Yosef Aglil doesn't hold his Kail itself as Asa. But Tanya learned in a Braisa. Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. You have a Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur lands upon a Shabbos. You have both together. They came together. And Shagag v'Asa Malacha. And he went ahead and by mistake cooked something, which is an Issa the Araisa on Shabbos and Issa the Araisa Yom Kippur as well. There's no Heta Oichel Nefesh Yom Kippur. So Shagag v'Asa Malacha. There's a difference between them. One is Chiyav Karis and one's a Chiyav Skila. Shagav v'asu yom v'lacha. Menayin shechayav al zavas v'vas. V'hayinu yechayav chatos for each one. Because they each have their own Chiyav. Tam aloymar, Shabbos he, and yom kippurim hu. Divrei Rav Yosi. The Pasuk says, in the by Shabbos, Shabbos he l'Hashem. And the Pasuk by yom kippurim says, yom kippurim hu mikra kodesh. And we darshan, this teaches us that each one has his own iser, even when they come together, and therefore you're chayiv for each one. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Mekivayim ve'ene chayiv ala achas. So we have to see what the raya is. But the raya is right now. We'll explain what the raya is that if you betzam here, it really came together both of them. It's vas achas. But Rashi explains that not everyone agrees that vas achas is a reason that both should be chal. Not everyone agrees that vas achas is a reason that should be chal. Our Gemara holds that it's only chal b'vas achas if it would be chal one after another. And so Rashi explains that Shabbos legabi Yom Kippurim is Issa Moisif, because Yom Kippur is only Chayiv Karis, and Shabbos is Moisif, that's Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. And Yom Kippurim legabi Shabbos is Issa Koil, because Shabbos is only Asa b'malacha, but you're allowed to eat. And Yom Kippur, it's also Asa to eat. Therefore, since we're assuming now that Pshat Rabbi Yosi is because he holds of Issa Koil, and Issa Moisif, therefore, even Vas Achas is Chal, because he holds of Issa Koil and Issa Moisif. That is the Pshat and Rabbi Yosi Aglil. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you only Chayiv one, because you can't be, it's ain't Issa Chal Issa. So the Kasha is, we just finished saying, Rabbi Yosi Aglil does not hold of Koil, because you see by the case of the, where it became Tumas HaGuf there, after Tumas HaBasa, it's not Chal. So Koil does not work. So here you see, Koil does work, because that works Vas Achas is a raya that Koil works. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara takes Kasha very seriously. Gemara says, Shalach Ravim Mishum de Rabbi Yosi Rechnina, Kachat Sol Shal Mishnah. You have the right gears in the Mishnah, but you have to switch around the Man Yomrim. The Epoch. Rabbi Yosi Aglil Taka says only Chayiv one. Rabbi Yosi Aglil says only Chayiv one, because he holds in his Chalasa. He holds like an Epoch. So that's the answer to the Kasha. The answer to the Kasha is basically he does not hold that Yechayev 2, you only Yechayev 1, because he doesn't hold of his Kail and his Maisiv. Sholok Rav Yitzchok by Yaakov, by Giyuri, Mishum de Rav Yechanon. Rav Yitzchok by Yaakov, by Giyuri, sent a memra of Hashem Rav Yechanon that Ledivri Rav Yosi Aglili, Lemai de Ofchon, if the fee now that we switched it around, that Rav Yosi Aglili is the one who holds only Yechayev 1, so if you're Rav Yosi Aglili, what happens? He says like this, he's going to take sides. You only have one, but he says, there's one of them is Chal first. He says, which one's Chal first? L'may da'avchon, shogeg b'Shabbos, v'hezi b'yom kippurim. If someone was shogeg b'Shabbos, and l'gav b'yom kippurim, he's amazed. Chayv, v'chayv o'chatos. Hezi b'Shabbos, v'shogeg b'yom kippurim, y'pot v'machatos. My time, what's the reason? Omabaya, Shabbos kviya v'kayim yom kippurim beidina d'kakovilei. Shabbos is the, we only chayiv one, because going out that corner basically, the ain't a chal issa, even by koilu o'maisiv, it's not chal. But he holds that Shabbos is kviya v'kayim, Shabbos is constant, every single week is Shabbos. Yom Kippurim is totally bezdim, when they make Rosh Chodesh. So since Yom Kippurim is weaker than Shabbos, Shabbos is always chal first, and that's why Shogag b'Shabbos chayiv chatos. Shogag b'Yom Kippurim not chayiv chatos. That's the taina of Abaye explains Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said his memra, you only chayiv shogeg on Shabbos. So what's the challenge to think? L'chayra, I'm saying, we know Inis Chalissa, but had you know Shabbos was the one? So he explains to you, I'll tell you why. Because Shabbos is Kviyav HaKayimah. Comes Rava, says not like that. What are you talking about? Omale Rava. The no such thing as kviya, not kviya. They both come the same exact time. So therefore, they're both the same time. Zog Rava, and he holds that since Vasachas, Einis Chalis, you know what happens? The only one of them can chal. But if you ever have a reason why one's not being chal, no chiyam on that one, the other one will be chayv. That's what Rashi explains. Elam Rav, Rashi says. Rashi is like six lines in the bottom. I'm getting along. The wrong Rashi reading. The Rashi before that. There's no one of first or second one. It's like the fourth wide line. So this is a big issue in Issachal Issam. Rava is saying is that they're both chal at one time, but he holds in his chal is only one of them's chal. So which one's chal? You know which one's chal? Whichever one you're shaykh on, that's the one that's chal. Because the yisoid is, in his chal is not that the issa is not really chal. You can't get an oinish of two of them. That's what in his chal means. You can't get an oinish, you can't get two oinchim. But if there's a reason why you're not bringing a chatas, because you were hazy b'shabbos, you'll bring a shaykh b'yom kippurim. Therefore, Rava says, Rav Yecher, I don't know what you're talking about. If your saying is that only shaykh b'shabbos is chayiv, I don't think it's right. If you're basically, it's not true. Because you chayiv, either way, you chayiv a chatas. Because if you can't be chayiv a chatas on the Shabbos, you'll be chayiv on the yom kippurim. So, Omalei Rava, so if you're Salam Rava, that Rav Yecher said, you only chayiv for Shabbos, not for yom kippurim, the chatas. Is a whole different shot, nothing to do with Rabbi Yisraeli. Rava Shmadahava, it was Zman Hashmad, they didn't let Klai Yisrael make Yom Kippurim. But they didn't want Klai Yisrael to forget about Yom Kippurim. So they made a random Shabbos in Tishrei, in the first week of Tishrei, they made that into Yom Kippurim. Now, it wasn't really Yom Kippurim, but they just wanted to forget Yom Kippurim. And the authorities won't realize it's Yom Kippurim because it's Shabbos. So, therefore, the loch is, you only chayiv chatos for the Shabbos because it's not really Yom Kippurim. Rav Shmadahav, Rav Shochum, Itam, the Yom Kippurim, the Hashem also Shabbos, it's on Shabbos. The Chenki also Rav, Chol Chuziyam, and Ruach Rava, they said like Rava that it was Shabbos, and it wasn't like Rashi says, Hol Shochum, Yitzchak, the Yom Kippurim, Miftah, Lab, Pluk, there is a Glili Kai. Oman, the Omar Baal, the Rabbi is a Glili, Lawyer, Dram, Oil, never happened. Then he says, El Shmadu, it was a Shmad, and therefore you only chayiv in Shabbos because it only was Shabbos, it was not Yom Kippurim. So the bottom line is, as we finish this part of the sugi, is that we had a Rav Yosi HaGlili who says that there's no such thing as Issa Koyl or Issa Maisif. It's Ain Issa Chal al Issa. The only time, only exception to the rule would be if it's Chomer as well. But we had a Kasha that it sounds like Rav Yosi HaGlili is Mechayiv Issa Koyl or Issa Maisif because it says Bevasach is Chayiv both Shabbos and Purim. He said, no, that's Rav Akiva. Switch around the names. Rav Yosi HaGlili is Chayiv 1. The only Chayiv 1, what's the case of Chayiv 1? The Maaseh Rava says, Yichayiv one when you do that Issa B'Shoigig. Whichever one you do B'Shoigig, you'll be Chayiv that one. If not, if you do them both Shoigig, you'll be Chayiv one Chatas. But if you do either one Shoigig, you also be Chayiv one Chatas because in its Chalas just means that you can't have two ancient. But about that, the Issa is still there. So the Gemara right there. Going back to our Mishnah, which said, that Rehuda said, Ba'aloi b'bnei Yaakov, that the children of Yaakov before Matan Torah already had the Issa Gid Anasha. And like we explained on Kufam Abayz, what he means to say is, and therefore it's more Chomer, and that's why it could be Chal, they could Chal even on Behemoth Tameh. So words of Rehuda is, Om Rabbi Yehuda, V'leim V'nei Yaakov Nesha Gid Anasha, V'dayim Behemoth Tameh Matar Islam. Om Eloi, B'sinai Nemar, El Shnitlam M'koyma. They argue, say, no, it was never given then. It was given really in Matan Torah. So Om Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi Nemar, Kein, Lo Yehuchlu B'nei Yaakov. They told Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand you. Tell me, Bnei Yaakov or Chayiv? The Pasuk doesn't say Bnei Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Loshon HaPasuk by Gid Anasha is, Akein lo yoichlu Bnei Yisrael is Gid Anasha. And Bnei Yisrael only happened later on after they got the Torah. They weren't called Bnei Yisrael. Elo Zokter Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yehuda, B'Sinai Nemar. This pasuk was said. This halacha was said. This din was given to Klai Yisrael b'Sinai. El shenichtav b'mekayma. They wrote it in Parashat Yishlach l'idei meizat tam nesalem. Just to know why was Gid Anasha asked to them. So that is the taina that they tell Rabbi Yehuda. There's no such thing as Bnei Yisrael. Kaid the Matan Torah. It's a riot to me. It's a chalikin lechem Bnei Yisrael. Masiv Rava. Vayishu bnei Yishuas, Yaakov Aviyem, it says in the Pasuk that after Yaakov Avinu died in Parashas Vayechi, it says in the Pasuk that it says, Vayishu bnei Yishuas, Yaakov Aviyem, this is actually before, they're going up, to where it says in Parashas Vayigash. This is before they went up, before he died. They went up to Mitzrayim. It says, so you see, he calls them Bnei Yisrael even later on, even before Matan Torah. You see, they call them Bnei Yisrael even before Matan Torah. And the Gemara, La'acha Maisa, after the Maisa that Yaakov fought with the Malach, he got his name Yisrael. So that, he got his name Yisrael then. So let it be also even for us from that time, before the Matan Torah, because it's called Bnei Yisrael already, before Matan Torah already, after Yaakov fought with the Malach. Amalei v'chiter pom nitna, was given to them times. Ahi shaita lav shas ma'isavai. When the first pasuk came to Yaakov Bnei Yisrael was right after the right by the Machlekes, there he wasn't called Yisrael yet. They don't call Yisrael later on. Kisharisa malakim. But lo yishas Matan Torah avai, and that was Matan Torah, and therefore there was no time for the bichal. Either it could be chal v'shas ma'isam when the story actually happened, or it could be chal Matan Torah. In between, it can't be chal, and therefore he says it's not a taina. It's back to that the taina of the chacham is k'neged Rabbi Yehuda is that they're not called the Bnei Yisrael until Matan Torah. Oh, they're called a little before, okay, but that wasn't a time that they could be chayiv to get an asha, and therefore they argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So ad kan, that's the Shakavtaria, the Gabe, Gira Nosha, if it was Chal, if the Isser was already Noyeg, Peshas Ben Yaakov, or after Matan Torah. Now the Gemara will go further and discuss the Isser Evim Menachai. Not discussing anymore the Gira Nosha, discussing the Evim Menachai, because we discussed Gira Nosha, if it's Noyeg by Behemet Temeya, what about the Isser Evim Menachai? Now, you know, Evim Menachai, usually you think, we assume it's an Isser because you didn't Shecht it. So obviously, there's no chiyuv shechita by behemet tameya. On the other hand, maybe it's a special issue called Eivim Menachai. So maybe it's even by behemet tameya. That'll be a discussion of our Gemara. Tana Rabbanu, Eivim Menachai noyeg behema chaya va'oif. The issa Eivim Menachai is noyeg by behema chaya va'oif. Bein tameyim, bein tayrim. Did Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. Both are Elazar and Yehuda hold side tameyim, side tayrim. Now it says dafka behema chaya va'oif. That means a grasshopper and a fish don't have issa Eivim Menachai. That doesn't have Issa Menachai. Only Behema Chayavoy. But Sai Temeim, Sai Tahirim. They all have Issa Eiv Menachai. If someone takes a piece off a camel, it could be a Chayav two things. A Chayav for Behema Temeim and for Eiv Menachai. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Laz. Chom Eivim ain't Noyig El Betahirim. It's only Noyig by Tahirim. It's only Noyig by Behema Tahirim. Om Rabbi Yechon, Om Shtem Yigrach Adarshi. We'll learn it from one pasuk. The pasuk that says, one of the psukim that says, a few psukim in the Torah that says, Isser Eiv Menachai, one of the psukim are, Rak Chazak, Levilti, it's a pasuk parashat Re, Rak Chazak, Levilti Achol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, V'loi Soichal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar, which is Isser Eiv Menachai. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. Rak Chazak, Levilti Achol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, V'loi Soichal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. Topic of Beis HaMenal. So they both learn from the same pasuk, their halachas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Savri, Kol Sha'ata Mitzuva Al Domai. Since it's right next to the Isser of Dam, it starts off. Chazak, don't eat Dam. Ke Dam on Nefesh. And also don't eat Nefesh on Abasa. Zokt, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, anything that's also Mishum Dam is also Mishum Eivim Menachai. And that we know from Maseches Krisis that a Behema Temeya has an Isser Dam. The only exclusion of Isser Dam is Shrotzim, Dogim, Chagovim, and Mahakishtaim, which is people. There is no Issa Dam, but a Behemet Temeya has Issa Dam. And since it's Samuch to Issa Eivim Menachai, Zokter Hudu Elaza, Kol Sha'ata Metzuvah Adom, Ata Metzuvah Alivarum. V'hani Temeim Nami, Yoel V'ata Metzuvah Adom, Ata Metzuvah Alivarum. Rabbanan Savri, no. Lo'y Soichal HaNefesh Ma'abasar. It says, don't eat the Nefesh on the Basar. Just eat the Nefesh by itself, just eat the Basar by itself, without the Nefesh, without the life. Just eat the Basar by itself. So Lo'y Soichal HaNefesh Ma'abasar, El Basar L'chadei. So you have to be like this. Kol Sha'basari Mutter. Anything that bosses mutter at the mitzvah alivar, then you mitzvah on Eiv Menachai. V'chol she'in b'sari mutter at the mitzvah alivar of. Now, the Rabbanon could have just learned that it's ain't iser chal al iser. Really, it could have said the reason why it's not chal Eiv Menachai and Behemet Temeya because it already has Behemet Temeya. It could have said like that. So Pasha is a couple of fuke, the drasha of Rudy Rulaza. Rulaza had a drasha that it's a smichos. Rulaza said, no, he good, I like it, pshap, you will pshap, but I have a meat in the pasuk. The meat in the pasuk is that Besaroi is, only if Besaroi is mutter, do you have the Issa Eva Menachai. Freyti Gemara Kasha, Rabbi Huda, Lomali Kra, why did he Kra? So assuming why, like we just spoke out, assuming why does Rehuda need a pasuk taka to tell you that you're chayiv? Because so you need a pasuk to say, just like dam chayiv and chayiv is chayiv. So talking about Rehuda, lomali kra, leise isse eiver, lochel isse toma. Why? Shekin isura noyig bein noyach. Eiver and chayiv is taka really noyig bein noyach. Bein noyach have the isse eiver and chayiv. So we know, Rav Yehuda says in our Mishnah already, that if you have Issa Noeg Ben Noeg, gives it a Chumrah, it's Chal even Issa Chal Issa. So why do you need a Pasuk to make a Hekesh Tadam? Learn out, let it be out that, that's Issa Chumr, and therefore it's Chal. So you're right. Enechanami, the Chi Issa Kral, the Rabbi Lazar. We need the Pasuk for Rabbi Lazar. He didn't say like Rabbi Yehuda. We need for Rabbi Lazar. That's what we need the Pasuk for. We need a Pasuk for Rabbi Lazar. That's what we need the Pasuk to learn out from Dam. And when Endof is in that last time in Rabbi Hachi, Tanya Mahachi, we'll explain two pshatim Tanya Mahachi. Rashi is pshat like this, okay? So just, what we learned so far was that we have a machlokes, if Evem Menachai is noig behemet tmeya. And we both learned from one pasuk. The pasuk says that Rak Chazag Levilt El Chaladam, and then Zilah Yisrach HaNefesh HaNabasa. Huda says, it's a hekesh Adam. Huda Rulazah says, it's a hekesh Adam. And Rabbah says, no, Yisrach HaNefesh HaNabasa, you eat the pasuk by itself. And the Mara says, Huda doesn't really need this hekesh, because he holds, Yisrachal Issa, that's noig behemet. So Tanya Mahachi, we learned the brides the same way. After we learn the brayso, we'll say, what's a tayin namahachi? Tayin namahachi, Eivim menachai, noig behema chayiv oif. Eivim menachai is noig behema, nechai and oif, bein temei bein taris. Say, if it's non-kosher animal, then it's kosher animal. Shadam arak hazak levilti achol adam, and kosher atam mitzuval domoi, anything in mechuyiv adam, atam mitzuval ivarov. Bechol shi atam mitzuval domoi, anything in mechuyiv adam, atam mitzuval ivarov. But behema tmei chayiv for the dam, chayiv for Eivim menachai, divir rabbi loza. Divir rabbi loza. It says, don't eat the nefesh, the life with the basa. You're allowed to eat. If the basar is not mutter, so, what's the tayin amahachi? So Rashi learns the tayin amahachi is that it's from this pasuk. That we learned this, that Rabbi Yechon said, both the Rabbanon and Rehuda were laws learned from this same pasuk. You see in the price of the same pasuk. It's this pasuk. He looks like Shaddam, he's like that. But I think Rabbi Gershom learns a beautiful pshat. Rashi is also a beautiful pshat, but Rabbi Gershom is saying, look at the Brisa. It doesn't say Divrei Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yehuda. It says only Rabbi Loza. So it's a rai that we just said, the only Rabbi Loza needs a pasuk, not Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it means, Tanya Nachi. Tanya Nachi, it's only Rabbi Loza that says the Joshua, the heck is down. He doesn't need it. He holds Isser, Chalal Isser. And Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to have a third sheet to Rabbi Meir. And we'll start with that in tomorrow's shiur from Ramei Omer, a third shita legabe eiver menachai when it comes to behemet hayer, behemet meya, behemet chayv oif. We'll start from there. Mi'at Hashem tomorrow.